好啊，咁即係我哋進入下一個議程，就啟德 development 嘅 infrastructure work at the former runway and south apron。咁亦都係等等啊，係。咁喺文件第十二號咧，咁就會即係呢個聽聽大家對於即係呢個項目嘅意見啦嚇。咁就CEDD 嘅代表Miss Ying 英同埋你嘅團隊，包括Edmund Chan Acting Chief Engineer， Mr. Raymond Lee Chief Engineer。Mr. John Leung Senior Engineer 同埋 Mr. Ronald Seal Senior Engineer， 另外嘅顧問Hyde Meinhardt Joint Venture Mr. James Penny Technical Director， AECOM 嘅 Mr. Vincent 歐陽 Technical Director。 咁就睇睇委員有冇人需要申報利益，係如果冇嘅，咁我諗交俾阿英你嘅團隊睇下邊位會做個 presentation。我相信個 presentation 係大概十分鐘到啦。
好嘅，多謝主席哥，多謝各位。或者我做少少嘅 introduction 啦。咁因為我哋今次諗住做嘅工程咧，就一部分咧就喺South Apron 嘅一部分咧就喺 Runway 嘅，咁所以有兩個工作團隊係會嚟到嘅。咁啱啱講過啦，就南庭基坪做嘅嘢咧，係主要一啲嘅道路工程啦，同埋一啲嘅行人連接啦，就係、是、方便將來嘅新金正醫院為主啦，同埋各將來嘅 commercial size。而喺 former runway 裏邊咧，隨住我哋係唔需要做600米 opening 咧，咁呢段喺都會公園隔離呢段嘅 D3 路咧，我哋咧就係提供咗一個嘅改善空間咧，就可以重新規劃翻佢嗰個走線應該係點樣，用咩形式去做嘅。因為之前如果係600 opening 咧，咁條路咧就係會係一個 agree 嘅形式咧，就將嘅海濱公園咧同埋嘅都會公園咧就係、是、互相分隔。劏開咗嘅，咁或者我將個時間交俾顧問公司咧，就同大家係解釋翻我哋點樣去優化咗呢個 D3 都會公園段咧，係令到都會公園同埋海濱公園個聯繫性咧係增強咗嘅。
咁啊，多謝專員做個簡介啦。咁我而家講我負責嘅 part 咧就係 Road D3 嘅。咁啊，而家張圖見到啦 ，Road D3 其實咧會將來會連接翻而家興建中嘅 Road D3A 啦，同埋而家興建中嘅 D2 嘅。咁佢落成之後咧，其實咧會將不停機坪咧同埋個跑道咧就貫通咗。咁頭先啊，專員都提過啦，我哋其實都睇過之前本身嘅設計，我哋其實都睇到我哋將佢優，我哋有優化空間嘅。
係咪個麥細聲得滯啊？
唔好意思啊，主席，我大聲少少。係啦，聽得清唔清楚？請問。咁係啦，我哋其實都睇過之前嗰個設計啦，咁就個設計我哋其實而家都優化咗嘅。咁、那個目標其實將係想個而家嗰個休憩用到 open space 啦，將佢可以 maximize， 即係可以再增加啦。咁本身呢而家個 D3 路呢其實係之前個設計呢其實係一條睇地面嘅道路嚟嘅。咁我哋呢就提議將佢變咗一個 depressed road， 即係一個沉降路啦。咁喺呢個 D3A 嘅盡頭呢，我哋喺度 grade， 跟住就慢慢沉降到去呢度變咗一個隧道，從而咧喺個地面嗰度咧會可以做到一個地面接駁嘅通道，大約係有200米到嘅，即係呢個箭嘴紅色箭嘴嘅地方啦。咁呢個長度大約會係200米到啦。咁嚟到呢度咧，我哋會上翻地面嘅，升翻上地面。其實我嚟到呢度，我哋因為本身有中九龍幹線啦，而家即係將而家頭先啊專員講就而家係攞緊分頂啦，咁同埋現有啟德隧道呢個咁嘅限制喺度咧，我哋變咗我哋要跨過去，我哋要做一條高架行車橋，咁我哋又開始就壓不穩啦，咁嚟到呢度咧，其實就橋咁啊跨過翻中九龍幹線，嚟到跨過完之後咧，跟住又落翻地面駁翻而家興建中嘅啲二路嘅。系啦，咁另外仲有啦，喺 D3 路而家興建當中咧，佢有一個園景平台個 landscape deck 啦，我哋都提議咧喺嗰個 landscape deck 度，我哋會繼續伸延至到去呢個grey 嘅 嘅 open space 嗰度嘅，咁變咗就將個 metro park 就會貫通翻去跑道末端。咁喺個切面圖睇到啦，咁就 D 三路嗰個願景平台咧，就會慢慢咁斜翻斜斜落去，去翻我哋個 propose 嗰、那個嘅休憩用地嗰度啦。咁另外咧喺中九龍幹線隔離啦，因為呢個本身係高架橋啦。咁我哋都提議咧喺下邊咧會開翻，即係因為高架橋，我哋下邊而家睇到都有空間可以做到一個大約90米嘅闊咧，係啲人可以喺個海濱嗰度行翻過嚟喺呢邊嘅。咁右上角呢個就係個想像圖，那個假想圖咯。咁啊睇到嗰、那個Promenade 啦，同埋嗰個將來個跑嗰、那個都會公園咧，就個連接就係講緊呢個200米嗰、那個嘅休憩用地係額外嘅。咁呢一張就係個切面圖啦。咁你睇翻就係喺個個切面 AA 嗰度咧，其實係一條高架嘅行車橋啦。咁啊跨過中九龍幹線啦。咁去到呢度呢，就係講頭先我哋將本身原本喺地面嘅 D3 路呢 D3B 路呢再沉降到變咗一條隧道，咁從而呢額外多咗上面一個200米嘅休憩用地啦。咁去前面 CC 嗰度呢，咁會慢慢將條路升返上嚟，咁同埋會見到個園景平台就係喺 D3A 嗰度伸展過嚟駁返去而家呢個佔咗所置嗰個休憩用地嗰度嘅。咁另外啦，我哋都同運輸署協商過啦。咁為咗增加跑道嘅連接性啦，我哋提議咧喺個跑道末端，即係喺個 tourism lock 同埋遊輪碼頭頭嗰度咧，會加多一個巴士站嘅。咁從而咧增強翻咧跑道嗰、那個公共運輸交通嘅連接性。咁下一 part 咧，我就交翻俾另一個顧問啦，阿 James Planney， 佢就會講解翻咧 L 十路同埋 L 十八路嗰個設計嘅。唔該 James。
Okay, thank you. The works at South Apron for us consist of works continuing on from the development of the road access onto the South Apron, where we're currently running contract widening Xingcheng Road. The roads in question are primarily Road L10,which connects onto Xingcheng Road and ultimately will be renamed as Xingcheng Road in the future. And then the road L18, which allows connection onto the promenade in the future. There is also the road S20, which will provide future support and infrastructure for the GIC developments and commercial developments on the South Apron. It's disappeared. We will also be renovating the Lam Chak Street, Kai Hing Road, and extending it to allow further support to the future developments in the area on the South Apron. And final portion here is the footbridge FBO2 to allow connection from the existing footbridge crossing Kai Hing Road and allowing that to connect into the new acute hospital at grade and also provide access onto the promenade area.Looking at the roads, L10, it's a standard single two-lane carriageway, which is separated from the pedestrians using green zones and with a standard intention to provide trees to provide shading to the pedestrians using that area. The L18 follows the same arrangement as the L10, just wider due to the space available.On the developments around it. For the footbridge O2, this bridge will, as I said, link the existing footbridge across Kai Hing Road down across the road T2 and out to the promenade. The design has sought to produce an open design to allow people to walk and enjoy the area. It's a cost-effective design, we consider, and simple, reflecting a little bit of the old history and streamlining for the design, particularly on the underside for the road users. but also reflecting the future development for public creatives on the area. So we'll be adding in features onto the finishes for the bridge, such that people are introduced into the South Apron area with the public creatives as they walk across. For Lam Chak Street and Kai Hing Road, this is predominantly an existing road with some extension to it to allow for the future developments in around the southern corner of the South Apron. We will be renovating the existing pavements, which have suffered over the current developments of and usage, and bring it into line for consistency with the rest of the South Apron. So there's a common family of pavement, common family of finishes around the area. So you continue that same feeling of being on the South Apron. The picture down here is the location where the extension will be, which is the actual main section of new works rather than renovation. The renovation being replacement of the pavement, footpath, curb lines, and improvement to the drainage systems if necessary.
多謝James Penn。 我們其實那個 project implementation 呢我們其實想爭取在 2017年 下半期就爭取刊憲的，根據道路工程使用及補償條例第370章和那個水污染管制排污設備規例第358章進行刊憲的。 另外為了配合我們 D3B路 和 L18路，我哋其實都需要喺個跑道同埋藍亭基坪嗰度會有一個暫時嘅工地嘅area需要嘅。咁如果圖所示啦，咁就D3B咧就我需要一個紅色嘅呢個area啦，咁而L10同埋L18咧就需要藍色呢個area做一個臨時嘅工地用途嘅。
咁就報告係咁，歡迎各委員提問，唔該。好啊，好唔該曬，唔該曬阿英同埋你個顧問團隊嘅介紹。以下時間咧，我就俾委員佢哋俾意見同埋提問。頭先我想 clarify 一個問題先，頭先我見到你有張圖，係 show 翻嗰個成個海濱個有個 rendering 嘅，呢個係啦，呢個圖係你而家淨係做條路，淨係做曬成個海濱嘅 promenade 㗎。
其實根據我哋依家個 project scope
即係個範圍嚟講咧，我哋基本上淨係做嗰個路本身，咁就海濱長廊嗰度咧，其實就唔包含喺個工程嘅範圍裏邊。做埋得唔得？我問下啫，你諗諗先答我嚇，我俾咗啲委員去提問下，PY。
主席，其實你問嗰個問題有少少講咗我想問嗰個問題㗎啦。咁咧，其實我即係睇緊嗰張即係話附件一嗰個圖啦，嗰有啲切面啊咁啊嚇。咁即係嗰條路咧就有唔同嘅設計，有天橋嘅，有地面嘅，又有即係沉降嘅咁。咁我啊睇到又有個懸景平台咁。咁即係條路嘅沉降，即係正正嗰個問題就係話啦。 即係你嗰個界線喺邊度咧？即係譬如個平台又屬於邊個負責咧？咁即係嗰啲園景啊、嗰啲設計，即係或者將來啊，即係邊個去管理咧？咁即係邊啲屬於 highway， 邊啲屬於譬如 LCSD 或者將來海濱發展管理局或者咩咁？即係呢個唔清楚，咁會影響你即係而家嗰啲設計嗰啲細節。不過如果你話呢個都唔係真嘅，咁梗係唔需要咁明，係嘛？咁呢個係擔心嘅。 咁咧就另外咧就係睇翻附件一嗰度有啲切面，你呢度冇影嗰個附件一，即係 Annex A 咧，我拎住嗰張圖就係嗰張，或者大家可以睇睇附件一，即係譬如呢條天橋咁，原來兩邊又有 footpath 可以行人嘅咁。 咁即係你呢個應該估計係路政署嘅項目啦，因為成條都係一個架空嘅道路啦。咁即係有好多時又講行人安全啊、噪音啊、保護啊咩，咁佢當然係離開咗嗰個行車道，即係有個高度距離。但係呢個有冇比例尺咧，又唔係好知啦。即係兩邊係做啲咩嘢咧，又唔知。咁有冇人又會走過去啊、跌出去啊？哇！咁即係呢啲唔係好清楚。咁譬如嗰個欄杆嗰樹又有冇綠化啊？即係擋住車嗰度會唔會啲廢氣？即係呢啲需要處理。咁、那個 cross section 靚唔靚？即係你個橋底又準好闊，唔知幾多十米，俾啲人可以自由通過，咁聯繫翻兩邊係好啊。咁但係即係嗰個底下點樣去處理嗰個行人環境咧，其實都好重要嘅。咁都係需要知道。啊！即係你淨係我唔掂下邊啦，我動起啲腳，咁你下邊咪過咯咁。咁即係嗰個有邊個負責咧？底下係嘛？即係咁咧。另外就又 refer 翻去另外一個叫做附件三 NXC 講起嗰條叫做啟興道啊。咁而家個有啲相又個環境又唔係好理想啊，啲工廠大廈之類啊，我知嗰度有啲做物流啊，咁嗰啲咁嘅嘢。咁點解嗰個啟興道啊，即係兩個，即係鋪啲磚仔好靚咁，都唔夠噶。咁即係你點樣可以，即係點解同第啲路嗰個標準，即係人哋行人路有個闊度，你冇寫幾多米，我哋又唔知啊。即係適唔適合俾行人？因為我有時咧，我喺嗰度跑啊，我知道有啲人跑出去，即係海濱。即係咁，即係會唔會呢個變咗係一個正式嘅，抑或純粹係？服務即係嗰啲工廠大廈，即係橫掂都係佢行車入去，掘頭掉頭走，個行路要做翻就算數啦。咁抑或咧就係都係俾行人或者跑步即係都用，抑或咧人咧就應該喺嗰個叫咩長業街嗰邊走咧。咁點樣楞翻落去海濱呢？佢又重要嚇，即係去到嗰個掘頭嗰個點處理咧，就都唔係好清楚，可唔可以做得靚啲咧咁？有冇得 set back 闊啲？抑或話因為地嘅問題係私人物業冇得擴闊，即係咁啊冇計啊嚇！唔該，
好唔該 PY 啊 Freddy
啊你好啊主席，我想麻煩你睇一睇嗰、那個runway 個末端嗰、那個巴士站，係啦，頭先嗰張。如果就咁睇你呢、這、一個scale， 個巴士站唔係好大嘅啫，即係其實可唔可以講解一下你究竟係預幾多條巴士線，同埋個班次係咩，同埋點解呢個地方要有一個咁小型嘅巴士站呢？咁會唔會其實唔好喺呢度整，但係有冇機會係同嗰個郵輪碼頭而家現有嘅 provision 可以有一個配合？咁嚟到用呢，因為郵輪碼頭似乎除咗佢真係有 event 之外，佢都幾 underutilized 嘅，有冇需要喺呢度咁樣起兩個咁細嘅巴士站？我就係想問呢個啫。
好，唔該 Freddy。其他 Paul，
Just looking at the cross section CC on the I just wonder why that that cross section CC and then the walkway on top doesn't have shelter。So the footbridge on the FBO2 shows that we have shelter for pedestrians to walk under, but the deck over the carriageway doesn't.
Can I have the slide that Paul is talking about?
Yeah, the landscape deck here on the right bottom, and then I just wonder, you know, we're not intending to have any shelter other than the trees here and there. So I wonder whether that walkway should have at least some hard shelter as well, like we have on the footbridges that we're planning. Because that deck is otherwise quite wide, we can have trees and have some more fixed shelter. This is quite a long. I also wonder how this connects with the other footbridges that we talked about over the center.
So yes,
I don't see the.
I think they have to look at that. I agree that how that extra circular and ramp ping down to the ground, how that extra bit connect to the 1.4 meter long noise barrier thing.
Yeah. So the other point I like to raise on this, this big roundabout that has basically, it's a through road with one dead end, L12 whatever, and another bit of piece that's almost nothing. So I just wonder, this is an enormous land take for a function, a road function, which is extremely minimal. So I wonder why Highways Department wants all that land and why we can't have a simpler layout. Seems to be that this is a great roundabout for parking. I can't see why this is such a large piece of land that you're going to take for something that almost has no function. So, but maybe I'm not very smart. So this is possible that I misunderstand that. And then the road D3, can we set it back further from the waterfront? We've asked for this several times. And so before you gazette it, could you set it back so we have some more space between the waterfront and the road, so that we can have this Marina Bay Darling Harbour effect and an opportunity for developments on three sides of this dead, of this end of the Kitek approach channel. This is our last chance. I've raised it for 12 years, so I just raise it one more time. Hopefully we can still do it, because you haven't gazetted this one yet. What else did I want to... Yeah, so... when will this be gazetted? I think really maybe you should get some details about timing here. Those are my questions for now.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Any other comments? 其他委員有冇意見？或者我講少少我自己個 observation 啦，即係嗰個我個。覺得那個馬路而家其實就都 take 咗，其實我諗 CDD 都因為喺度開會都開咗好多次，我諗佢都明白，即係我哋點樣希望就係話，縱使有一啲無可避免嘅即係馬路嘅建造，都希望關注翻嗰、那個即係行人嘅通道啊，或者係一個關於 walkability 嘅問題。咁我覺得而家呢個 depressed road 咧係一個值得嘉許嘅一個舉措嚟嘅，因為佢而家喺都可以將嗰個 metro park 同埋即係呢個跑道北面呢一 part 嘅海濱咧係可以有個即係聯繫啦。咁另外就嗰、那個另外一個關注點就係話喺個 Kitek Approach Channel 嗰、那個即係而家呢個圖嗰、那個即係 Kitek Approach Channel 嗰個字嘅左手邊嗰 part 嗰條橋咧，我哋其實就係話好關注，就係話你點樣可以讓行人可以即係就算呢條橋係冇呢個 elevated road 係無可避免，我哋都唔希望佢係即係殺斷咗啲人通出去嗰個海濱。咁所以嗰、那個橋底嗰個 clearance 啦，就係關注嘅嚇。咁即係你話係咪可以完全冇咗條橋？咁就梗係好啦。咁但係我又覺得，如果無可避免嘅時候咧，我哋就需要喺個設計上面諗到點樣 facilitate 啲人咧，就係喺個地面上面咧都可以暢通無阻。我記得去新加坡嗰陣時咧，其實出去個海濱咧都要經過一啲橋底嘅，咁佢哋咧就會喺嗰啲橋底嗰度咧就做賣書啊，即係做啲書展啊咁。咁所以其實都可以利用咗呢一啲嘅即係橋底嘅地方咧，去做一啲shelter 嘅 activity 嚇，我記得去呢一個首爾出到去海濱嘅時候咧，忽然間落大雨咧，就全人類匿曬喺個橋底嗰度嚇。咁所以咧，就呢個係咪一件阻礙咧？抑或係其實佢都可以將佢變成一個即係即係去協助個海濱活動嘅設施咧？我覺得呢個其實大家都應該有啲新嘅 insight 嚇。咁我個問題就係而家你做緊呢個 infrastructure 嘅工程，又有好多 interface with 一啲嘅waterfront promenade。我想問一下阿英咧，你會唔會考慮咧喺呢個 infrastructure 嘅工程裡面咧，去包括埋 嗰個 waterfront promenade 嘅即係 work 咧，咁好使，即係你市民亦都可以及早即係享用嚇。咁、啊、即係你做埋呢幅圖，其他嗰啲公仔咧，咁呢個阿英，你睇下你有啲咩回應嚇？咁同埋頭先所有委員嘅意見，睇下你哋有啲咩初步嘅 feedback。
多謝主席，多謝委員的提問啦。咁或者我首先答覆咗有關喺前跑道嗰個工程項目嗰啲問題先啦。咁就其實我哋依家所顯示咧，其實都係一啲示意圖啦。咁理解到有啲可能啲實際嘅長度、闊度啊，未必可以喺度顯示得到啦。咁但係我哋都即係喺依個詳細設計嗰陣時咧。就會盡量優化啦，譬如可以種到樹木嘅地方，我哋都會希望可以即係盡量做翻，去迎合翻啟德嗰、那個、那個主題。咁就另外提及到就係話喺個橋，即係嗰個 landscape deck 啦，嗰、那個平台公園嗰度，其實會唔會有啲shelter 啦，即係有冇啲遮陰嘅地方啦？咁其實我哋基本上呢個概念咧，就用翻呢家興建中嗰個 D3A 路嗰個設計嘅，咁所以可能個圖顯示出嚟就係冇嘅，咁但係實際上我哋嘅概念或者一個意念咧，其實都係用翻同一套嘅，就希望可以當係一個伸延 D3A 路嘅伸延，一路落到去咧，依家我哋圖顯示嘅200米闊嘅公園，咁另外提及到就係話可唔可以將嗰、那個呢家條路再塞入去中間，即係跑道中間嗰部分啦。咁其實我想解釋翻，其實依家我哋嗰個設計咧，其實我哋已經係盡量令到個公園嘅範圍咧係盡量闊嘅，即係去到200米。咁如果真係話褪去中間，即係假設話褪去中間，其實我哋都睇過就係話有個弊處就係嗰個可以做到公園嗰部分咧。其實又會相對係窄咗，因為如果一條路我哋其實依家用到好盡嘅，我哋依家條路咧一喺個迴旋處嗰度咧，我哋就已經係拎咗依家設計標準嘅上限，即係話就已經係沉深咗落去嘅啦。咁為咗符合翻即係就住中九龍幹線嗰個高架路嗰度咧，我哋亦都係上斜嗰陣時咧，就話已經係用到一個設計嘅上限，嚟令到咧個公園200米嘅範圍咧，已經係即係有咁大，做到咁大。咁所以如果塞入去嘅話，亦都有個弊病，就係話其實嗰個公園咧就會真係會細咗。咁同埋我哋依家做嘅公園咧，其實就慳咗一啲叫做行人徑啦，即係 footpath 嗰啲位置啦。咁所以咧，其實喺海濱嗰度，即係 promenade 嗰邊咧，其實已經係。比起原身嚟講咧，就已經係闊咗嘅。
咁就仲有冇？頭先有人問過嗰個巴士站嘅，
係個巴士站嗰度，或者我講一講啦。個巴士站其實我哋都同運輸署真係聯繫過嘅，一路有溝通嘅。咁其實呢家建議嗰個位置咧，同埋即係啲巴士線嗰啲咧，其實都係同運輸署商討之下咧，定咗嗰、那個範圍嘅。咁至於你話將來啲巴士線會係有幾多條啊？咁嗰啲可能就一路喺度發展緊啦。我知道其實佢哋都有啲建議咧，就係話會增比起依家嚟講咧，就增添咗一啲巴士線入嚟呢個跑道南呢一方面嘅，咁亦都擺喺呢個位置有個好處咧，其實就係話無論喺旅遊中樞啦，或者將來側邊發展嘅商業嘅用地啦，其實都係啱啱正中間嘅位置。咁其實我諗有利各方，即係去即係至少行嗰個距離咧，會大家會少咗嚇。
OK， 好。
頭先 ，sorry， 主席，應該仲有一條就係 PY
嘅，
係啊，仲有 PY 有一條嘅，就係、是、關於啟興道，就係、是、講關於嗰、那個我哋做嗰個改善工程嘅。咁其實就即係多謝 PY 嘅意見啦。咁其實PY 頭先都 point out 咗啊，同事可唔可以幫我去翻嗰張 slide？ 係啊，其實頭先阿 P Y 都阿譚生都講咗個即係個 constraint 就係、是、我哋呢度咧，其實旁邊係現有嘅土地嚟嘅。咁嗰個其實就係我哋喺啟德，即係喺呢個情況之下咧，因為旁邊亦都有啲現有嘅已經有啲發展，有啲商貿樓宇喺度。咁所以我哋咧就係話喺我哋可行嘅情況之下咧，我哋盡量去將佢改善。咁所以就係話將呢度咧就擠咗，即係做咗呢、這個即係換咗將會換咗嗰啲批即係行人路嗰度咧，換咗啲地磚啊，盡量去。改翻靚佢，咁其實我哋有空間嘅地方嗱，同時我可以上一張，上翻一張，兩張，再啊呢度都睇到。其實你另外嗰邊我哋睇到咧，我哋長業街咧，其實平衡呢個啟平衡呢個啟興道咧，另外有條長業街。咁其實長業街嗰度咧，其實就嗰個限制冇咁大咧。其實我哋而家都有工程做緊咧，就係做緊擴闊啦，同埋另外咧。就係話將嗰個行人路亦都係做埋擴闊，亦都係好似阿譚生個意見就係話，我哋可以種得花種得蛇嘅地方，我哋就做翻嘅。咁所以即係其實我哋係喺啟興道個情況咧，就係我因為個現有嗰個限制，所以我哋即係做得盡嘅，就係、是、做咗呢一步先咯。嚇，唔該曬。
主席，或者我想再補充多少少關於北跑道嗰度啦，或者 Vincent。麻煩你出翻個張圖先。咁有一度我哋未答翻嘅，就話阿 Paul 問到點解我哋需要有個彎就包喺啲三路嘅中間段啦。咁其實佢有一個 function 嘅，因為呢條路咧係雙程分隔道路嘅。咁如果我哋中間唔設置一個彎就包咧，喺佢嘅南端嗰邊嘅發展物業咧，佢哋如果係想佢個 accessibility 咧就會係比較係限制性好多嘅，咁即係譬如let's say 佢如果係由藍亭基坪嗰邊過嚟嘅話咧，佢就可以透過依個迴旋處咧就彎翻上去咧，就可以去到近住 approach channel 嗰啲嘅 outside 度啦。如果唔係咧，佢就只可以由 D2 路依個方向咧先可以進入嘅。咁依一個咧係方便佢哋嘅依啲 development site 嘅進出嘅。咁依一個彎立包係有需要性嘅。咁同埋其實我都有。對於呢啲設計都有啲經驗嘅，咁如果呢、這個三條轢嘅，如果我哋由彎立包轉翻去一個 signal junction 嘅話咧，其實嘅土地咧就可以釋放一啲啦，咁但係唔會話好大量咁釋放嘅，因為燈通常你都見到喺燈號裏面咧，去到路口位咧都會進行一個嘅小型擴闊嘅嚇。咁另外有提到啊，主席問到啊，關於喺過環跨CKL 下低，我哋製造咗一個空間啦，可以俾行人由都會公園係去翻 Approach Channel 嗰、那個頂端位嗰度咧。咁佢係有90米闊啦，咁就嗰條橋本身咧嗰、那個闊度咧都有30米嘅。咁其實依個係一個好好嘅空間咧，係一個 shutter space 嘅。咁佢 headroom 咧由最矮近住阿北文即係南邊嗰邊咧就係2.5米咧，就去到最高嘅位置咧係有5米依個高度嘅。咁喺個詳細設計裏邊咧，我會責成翻顧問公司咧就住依度嗰度啲 columns 咧，係嗰個設計方面咧係做得 interesting 啲。咁就可以希望盡量可以 facilitate 到咧，將來係有啲嘅 public event 可以係喺依度發生嘅嚇。咁睇下先。我同事咪係對於阿 Paul 講到盡量將條路西離少少 waterfront 啦，未必話要去到將佢置喺個中間位置嘅。咁我哋嗱，首先第一樣咧，我哋已經盡量咧係將條 footpath 咧就唔會跟條道路咧就往下沉降，佢會將為變為公園海濱公園嘅一部分嘅。咁依度會做到一小量嘅擴闊。咁而另一樣咧，我哋會喺詳細嘅設計裏面咧，盡量嘗試可唔可以再往下，即係往維港嗰邊咧再移多少少。但係因為咧，我哋係有兩個 constraint 嘅。第一個 constraint 咧就喺嗰、那個迴旋處嗰個位置。咁你見到咧，啱啱同事都講咗啦，我哋有一個上限嘅啦，已經用到嗰個設計上限咧，係即係。好斜咁落去啦，咁另外去到迴旋處位置咧，其實係有一個交通安全嘅問題，嗰、那個 sightline 係足唔足夠嘅，咁其實而家我哋都咬得個彎咧都比較 tight 下噶啦，咁我哋 anyway 咧，我哋喺嗰個詳細設計裏面咧，係盡量再睇睇咧，可唔可以喺個直嗰段路段咧，係再稍微再去往下咧，就再褪過少少，咁去到另外嗰邊咧，亦都係有啲咁嘅相類型嘅掣肘啦，不過就會係同 CK 中九龍幹線啊嗰、那個聯繫性咧，就係佢哋會製造到一啲另一個個 technical constraint 俾我哋。就條路咧就唔可以再西嘅，因為再往下西咧就我哋會碰 到體育醫唔係啟德醫院群嘅，咁就變咗咧就兩頭兩尾咧都係有一啲spatial 啊或者 technical 啊啲 safety 嘅 constraint 咧，我哋係需要去兼顧嘅。咁話雖如此，我哋會喺詳細設計裏邊咧係盡量係就住以委員所見所希望achieve 到嘅 refinement 咧，我哋會盡量去做嘅。關於主席問到最後一樣，我哋可唔可以做埋海濱公園呢？咁因為我哋呢個工程呢係做道路嘅，咁我哋個 deck 呢就都會做嘅。咁海濱公園呢會係我哋嘅工作用地嚟嘅，咁其實為咗起呢個 underpass 呢，我哋都會用一個 open cut 嘅形式呢，就會都會係會喐動到海濱公園嗰啲土地嘅。咁我哋嘗試返去研究一下可唔可以做埋海濱公園啦。
係啊，你要搞唔該你搞埋佢啦。
好啊好啊，我哋努力啦，但係肯定我哋唔可以搞條路嘅下低嘅都會公園，因為嗰個實在太大啦。
好，咁多謝阿英，你去考慮一下，即係呢個條路嘅北面嗰度，即係 include 埋喺個工作裏面。係，咁我哋有第二輪嘅發問，我頭先應該係阿 Freddy 到 PY 到阿 Paul 嘅，係。
你好，就住头先巴士站响嗰个油喺个跑道末端嗰个巴士站嗰个问题呢，我理解你哋嘅工作一定係会同 TD 協商过，亦都係 TD 会挤落去啦。咁但係我想问嘅唔係嗰个 technically TD 有冇需要嘅问题，而係响个城市規划嘅角度呢，即係讲真巴士站呢啲嘢易请难送，即係佢有冇认真地有一个規劃嘅角度去睇睇點樣係最好嘅方法 integrate 落去而家呢個跑道末端呢個位置，甚至有冇諗過將來有 expansion 啦咁。咁亦都返返我最原先問嗰個問題，就係而家郵輪碼頭雖然可能係判咗俾個營運商係未必可以話你入去做就做到，但係有冇一啲諗法係可以盡量善用嗰度個空間，因為而家嗰度都幾 underutilized。咁所以我想問呢個巴士站呢，唔係話 TD 要求放落去咁就完咗，而係會唔會有一啲規劃或者 urban design 層面上嘅 more integrated 嘅考慮。多謝。
好，唔該。PY。
多謝主席。就跟進返講即係嗰個高架橋同埋嗰個中九龍幹線嗰個問題啦。即係其實而家我哋睇到啲圖咧，係一個切面圖，而且即係佢嗰個比例尺咧，我相信係經過調整啦，所以個跨度同埋個高度咧，可能唔係即係按比例即係好鬼斜嘅。咁即係大致個概念好似明啦，咁但係其實即係呢個地方底下咧，即係切割得好緊要，就係因為有嗰個中九龍幹線，即係以前我哋都喺第一場合咧都聽過解說啦，咁啊，即係而家睇翻個圖咧，就係變咗啲好淺色嘅線咁，咁但係其實好鬼複雜嘅呢度，應該咧你整成三面立體，即係我唔知你用電腦模擬定咩咧，咁咧就其實應該做多啲 architectural 同 landscape 嘅 input， 就唔係淨係 engineering。engineering 你搞通咗嗰個邏輯，即係東邊去西邊，南邊去北邊，咁又有俾翻個位啲人就穿過咁，即係條數又好似啱啦。咁但係實際上即係嗰個人用家嗰方面個美感啊等等咧，即係又咪有啲空間可以好似阿主席話做啲其他用途啊咁咧，係睇唔到嘅。即係我哋好想俾啲意見，但係俾唔到，因為實際嗰個比例係幾多，面積幾大。即係而家淨係睇緊條橋，又唔記得咗底下 Central Conwood 底下有一抽嗰啲好似意大利粉咁嘅嘢。以前即係講到好緊要，又叫人哋退後啊，又唔好霸咁多做嗰啲咩管理處啊，又要佢縮啊咁。即係大家都拗得好緊要。咁其實而家剩翻係乜嘢就唔知。即係上面嗰層、下面嗰層、東邊、南邊同埋西邊、北邊咧交叉埋，即係你要俾到成個 pedestrian network， 即係一個 pedestrian 嗰、那個、那個 landscape 嗰個 plan 俾我哋睇，我哋先得。即係你淨係俾個工程我睇咧，我就信你，因為你係工程啊，咁你使緊 work 噶嘛。咁但係我都有一個問題就係、是，咁你兩個 footpath 其實就睇翻呢幅圖，咁點解一邊個 foot 一邊咁窄咧？咁又點樣解咧？咁嚇、啊？
好，唔該 ，PY Paul。
Yeah, so at the tourism note, I just wonder with the underpass, the other picture. And that bus stop, it's another, yeah, this one. It looks like more than half the runway for that section will be used for roads. So we're making this massive monster road work, and I just wonder why we need that here. Seems to be an enormous saturation in terms of the demand for activities. A dead end of the runway, where we got one commercial building called Tourism Node, and we have one cruise terminal, which is only used when there's a cruise in town. So there seems to be an enormous amount of infrastructure for not a lot of use. So I'm surprised by the amount of land we want to take here. Is this really justified? What we're trying to do here? So I don't see this being justified, the amount of infrastructure here. So can it be simplified? And then back to the approach center, the head of the approach center. Chairman, I'm happy to hear the first comment where, if you can go back to the picture, but I heard the first comment that you're trying to maximize space for the park, which suggests that there is a choice here to maximize or to maximize a little bit less. Mm. Somebody's making a choice here for what we are going to have as the outcome for the head of the approach channel. And my question is to government, who has chosen to have a road on the waterfront rather than Darling Harbour, rather than Marina Bay? I mean, who has made that choice? Because, you know, we've raised it many, many times. And if you have made a choice, have you made a choice? Has Development Bureau made that choice? Who has made that choice? Because it's monopoly money here. We can now, this is paper, we can change things. But if you don't change it now, then we can't, then it's over. So somebody has to make a choice. And we've put it to you before many times. Is this going to be Darling Harbour? Is this going to be Marina Bay? Or is this going to be what we see here on the picture in the right-hand top corner? A couple of white covered shelters and just walkway. That's it. Maybe a cycleway and a walkway. That's it. Open space next to open space, which is the water, is dead space. So this is it. I mean, this is what we're going to have. I mean, somebody's making a choice here, and I'm just wondering who that is. And because I believe it's very simple at this stage to make set back that road slightly, but then you will have to make some changes that will allow to have development along that head of the approach channel and create an interesting and a diverse and exciting area. If we don't do it now, then we're going to have a kayak approach channel which is abutted by a road and some more roads on the left and a commercial space on the north, which we will have to figure out what that was going to be. But that's not going to be very exciting because it looks on all sides at roads. So today there is a choice. Somebody has to make a choice. I've made my choice already for many, many years, expressed it here. So somebody has made a choice to have the kayak approach channel a dead space. Unless we make a change today. So can we make a change, or are we all going to just say, okay, no, it's going to be a dead space? I mean, Chairman, I really flabbergasted.
I get your point, Paul, but my question to you is that when you are talking about that role, are you talking about omitting that or changing the alignment? That's a very different scenario.
The D3 road?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that DP road. Are you saying that you don't want that role, or you would like to?
I'm not challenging the transport demands.
You would say maybe that the alignment can be modified.
Make
to
sure.
Provide maximum waterfront land fronting the Kaitek approach channel.
Yes. Exactly, right. And to have an opportunity for some development space on top of that.
Yeah.
I mean, a soccer pitch is 90 meters by 120 meters. So we're leaving here a 200 meter area for a park. I mean, there's enough space, enough flexibility to have three sports pitches right next to each other if we set the road back by a few meters. I mean, it's a choice.
Yeah.
So who is making that choice for not doing it? Because it's been raised now several times. Who is saying, don't do it? Let's stick to this. Somebody must be doing that, because otherwise every normal thinking person would start to say, listen, I got a fantastic opportunity area here.
Yeah. Of course, this is a planning issue, right? It's not just a transport issue, but also transport and planning issue. I think the commission can give the comments on that. Well, noting that Kitech Approach Channel would be a potentially vibrant space for dining or a lot of activities comparable to Marina Bay or Darling Harbour. So we would like to align the infrastructure to give maximum waterfront space to enable this sort of activities, right? So I think the technical department have to go into the technical study on the alignment, on the headroom things. I think that those are the technical things that they would need to do. And if we give a very clear direction, and they will use their best endeavor to accommodate. Right? Can we conclude like this? Thank you.
Well, welcome that.
Right， 好，睇下有冇其他委員冇其他意見，或者阿英有冇回應？
或者我回應多少少關於Freddy 問到 bus space 嗰個位置問題啦。咁其實咧，其實嗰、那個bus space 個 planning 咧，我都有積極同 EKEO 同埋運輸處去一齊參與嘅。咁如果喺 D 三路我哋而家興建中咧，嗰度都會有個 bus space 提供。咁再下一個咧就會喺 Cruise Terminal 啦。其實兩個 bus space 中間嘅距離咧係超接近一公里以上嘅。咁如果喺嗰個運作上嚟講咧，如果啲人如果想去 tourism look 啊，或者去 commercial 個 development hotel 西啦，同埋我哋而家 propose 個 bus bay 對出咧，就係、是、我哋revitalize 咗個啟德one way pier 嗰個位置，咁亦都係而家係應該係 water sport council 咧，係想 propose 喺嗰度做一個short term tenancy 做一個 water sport centre 嘅。咁其實正正嚟講咧，依、這、一個位置咧，亦都好似 approach channel 個 head 嗰個位置咁咧，係一個聚散點嚟嘅。咁我哋所以喺同運輸署啊，同埋 EKE 嗰個各方面嘅考慮嚟講咧，覺得喺中間裏邊咧設立多一個嘅巴士站咧，就會好更加方便到市民嗰個需要嘅。除咗去即係Coast Terminal 啊、Tourism Look 啊、Development Site 亦都係享用翻嗰邊比較寬敞啲嘅 Promenade 嘅位置嘅。咁另外就橋嗰度啊 ，PY 嗰度咧，其實橋依個位置咧，佢喺依一度個中九龍幹線咧，就只係一個十字形嘅物體嘅啫，即係中九龍喺佢下低一個 box 嘅 structure。咁我哋D 三路咧喺佢上高咧就係打環咁樣過嘅。咁喺我 D 三路嘅北邊上高咧，就會係佢哋將來嗰啲 admin building 啊各方面嘅嘢。行人嚟講咧，就喺條 D 三路上高咧兩邊咧都會有嘅行人路footpath 嘅。咁點解一邊闊啲一邊窄啲咧？我諗即係我哋考慮翻兩邊嗰個係接駁啲乜嘢地方啦。咁係窄啲嗰邊咧就會係體育園區嘅，咁其實去體育園區嘅人咧，基本上咧，大部分都喺體育園區上高嘅 podium 嗰啲地方去運作嘅。嗰度中間嗰個少少嘅 footpath 咧，就係、是、我哋就係應該係放其他一啲嘅 accessibility 或者 maintenance 啊各方面嘅需要咧，係需要 provide 埋個 footpath 嘅啫。咁所以其實喺個整體嗰個行人嗰個連接性咧，係我哋係鼓勵，好似我啱啱初喺 progress report 所講啦，我哋鼓勵係透過公園啊 promenade 係連接曬所有嘅地方。咁亦都係體育園區本身亦都會係製造咗好大一個平台嘅位置咧，亦都係作為一個嘅行人嗰個聯絡線嚟嘅。
OK，thank you。好，仲有好 ，Freddy 問咯。
我想最后我不多讲。其实那个巴士站我讲得直白一点，为什么不 integrate 埋去隔离那个商业用地那里做个 integrated 的 PTI rather than就咁一個 open air 嘅巴士站咧，始終個 concern 都係一個易請難送嘅問題。Once 你 establish 咗個 user pattern 之後，你第時想做任何嘢咧，你有千萬嘅人去反對你做任何嘅嘢，咁會唔會而家咁 initial stage 咧就唔好擠一嚿咁嘅嘢去阻礙咗你個runway park 將來嗰個 flexibility 咧？我諗唔使你回應啦，我諗就喺度唔阻大家啦。
唔該，係。咪呢、這個阿 Freddy 指出咗一個其實是一個城市規劃嘅問題嚟嘅，即係當你戒曬啲豆腐俾人嘅時候咧，你其實嗰個巴士站根本可以 integrate with 個 tourism node 啦，應該係更加合理嘅 ，because 你嗰個 tourism node 嚟噶嘛，咁你 integrate 個巴士站落去，你咪帶啲遊客去個 tourism node， 但係而家嗰度俾人戒咗出去嘛。咁你喺即係咁你咪要喺外面整到嗰抽唔知係咩鬼樣嘅嘢喺度囉。咁我唔知呀，即係呢個規劃署有冇回應呀？係呀，講兩句呀，係啦。
主席
啊，係好啊，阿局想講呀，係。
或者我回應一少啦，其實就住呢啲交通交匯處呢，我哋其實都明白喺尤其是喺市區啦，個土地珍貴嘅情況，其實我諗我哋個方向，即係我講翻個大原則啦，我哋都盡量係如果有需要做呢啲交通交匯處或者係呢啲即係巴士總站嘅地方咧，我哋盡量都希望係一個 integrated development 嘅。咁喺呢個情況，我哋聽到委員個意見嘅，咁我哋會翻去再即係同翻相關嘅部門再睇睇有冇可能。做一個 integrated development。
好，唔該曬 Thomas， 好正面嘅回應，呢個係好好係。OK， 咁各位有冇其他嘅意見？咁唔該曬阿英 and 你個團隊係。